This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Helldivers 2 players hate Hellmire so much they just want to blow it up. It's Thursday, April 25th, and this is IGN News. Helldivers 2's current major order to successfully defend 10 planets across Terminate and Automation space has put Hellmire in the firing line once again, and it looks like players would really rather not have to deal with it. For the uninitiated, Arrowhead's explosive third-person co-op shooter tasks the Helldivers 2 community with completing various challenges as part of the ongoing Galactic War, a meta-narrative driven by Game Master Joel. Amid this latest major order, which looks increasingly likely to fail, players are faced with dropping onto perhaps the most hated planet in the game right now, the appropriately named Hellmire. Hellmire suffers from a near-constant cycle of fires, which cause players a number of problems, not least because fire damage is currently doing an extreme amount of damage to friend and foe alike. Arrowhead has admitted fire damage is ridiculous, and confirmed a complete overhaul is in the works. But for now, Hellmire is lethal just to be on, let alone deal with the Terminates too. The hate for Hellmire has become so extreme that some players are even suggesting it makes no in-universe sense for either the Terminids or the forces of Super Earth to want to claim the planet, given the rampant fire tornadoes. Redditor Elgisher adds that players may have Hellfire fatigue, given this is the latest in a string of liberations on the planet. "I am done with this planet," they said. "Can't we just blow it up already?" Helldivers 2 displays active player numbers on a per-planet basis, and it's true that Hellmire has one of the lower player counts, but it's not alone in that. It seems the more easygoing Istanu is currently attracting more players than any other planet. The issue around Hellmire taps into an emerging push and pull between Helldivers 2's Galactic War-focused hardcore community and casual players who like to play on planets and against enemies they enjoy and little else. Arrowhead itself has said it can only do so much to help the core community complete major orders that require a coordinated effort. Sometimes, even if Joel offers a helping hand, the community will fail. And it looks like that's going to happen again with this latest major order, although ultimately, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Yes, those medals will be lost, but lost planets will become playable again as part of a future major order. And let's remember, the major order that preceded this defense mission was an absolute blast. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Helldivers 2 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.